And finally, this is the Christmas season, and each year at Christmas, we invite church leaders from around the world to share with us a message to mark the season. This evening, we bring you greetings from the Primate of All Ireland and Archbishop of Armagh, Cardinal Sean Brady.
I am recording this message in Rome, where I have been attending a meeting of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity over the past week. At that meeting, the members of the Council were very pleased to hear accounts of discussions that have been taking place with other Christian churches over many years. Those dialogues aim to promote the full visible unity which Christ wants for his church. The Council was very happy to see the fruits of these discussions. One of those fruits is a greater awareness of all that we Christians have in common: our faith in Jesus Christ as our one Lord and Saviour, the Bible, the sacrament of baptism, the creeds. We are now much clearer that as a result of our baptism, we become sisters and brothers of Jesus. We share in his priesthood, which means we share in the privilege and the call to give glory to God. Yesterday I was given Pope Benedict's Christmas card. It's beautiful. It's a copy of a lovely picture of the birth of Christ painted by an Italian artist, Nicola La Piccola, in 1775. Jesus, Mary and Joseph are there, of course. So also are the shepherds and the angels. Everyone is looking at Jesus. He is in the centre. After all, it is his birthday. And the others bring their praise and their admiration. Two of the angels hold a banner with the words "In Excelsis Deo," part of "Gloria in Excelsis Deo," glory to God in the highest heavens. It's their hymn sheet from which the angels sang on that first Christmas day. And it sums up what is the song of every follower of Christ: glory to God in the highest heaven. By baptism, each one of us becomes a member of that choir, called to sing the praise and glory of God, not just in words that flow easily off our lips, but in our lives, in our deeds, in our actions. Lives which try to embody the attitudes of Jesus and to be lived by the values which Jesus lived. Lives which show that we are consistent with the example of Jesus and coherent with his life. Of course, the angels went on to sing, "And peace on earth to those who are God's friends," that is, to all people of goodwill. The children of God, the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, are called to be, in a special way, builders of peace and harmony and understanding. They are called to work together for the things that make for peace. At Christmas, we turn our minds to Bethlehem. It was my great privilege to visit the Holy Land twice this year. I went there in the company of other Christians in an effort to bring help to the beleaguered Christians who live in the Holy Land. We went to pray at the Shrine of the Nativity of Jesus in Bethlehem, to the shrine in the Shepherd's Field of Beth Sahur. Pope Paul VI called the Holy Land the Fifth Gospel. I shall never forget what I read of that fifth gospel during my visit to Bethlehem last April. The people there feel greatly troubled and oppressed. It's not easy to live there right now, to find an education and a job. We visited a huge refugee camp. Health and education services are inadequate. And we went to pray together at the Shepherd's Field. We visited Bethlehem University. After the prayers, there was a meal and a concert. Was dancing and singing. For despite all their difficulties, those people have faith in their God, hope in the promises of God, and love and joy in their hearts, which are ultimately the basis of all true happiness. I send special greetings to Irish people who may be listening to this service, Irish emigrants, Irish aid workers, Irish missionaries. May your hearts be gladdened this Christmas by the words of St. Paul: "The grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men and women, that grace has appeared in the form of a newborn baby who calls us to live sober, upright and godly lives in this world so that we may be happy with him in the next world. Ra J. Orav Golair. And so I, Cardinal Brady of Armagh in Ireland, bless you all and pray that Jesus, Mary and Joseph may assist you now and always, and may your Christmas be very happy and blessed.